Another night of violence in the north, in Ballymena, in Larne and further afield, where families, including a pregnant woman, were forced out by attacks on their homes in Ballymena. But when word spread they were offered shelter in a leisure centre in Larne, it was attacked, windows broken and set on fire by young people wearing masks. For a third night, police were attacked with fireworks, bottles and bricks in Ballymena. Police have described the violence as racist thuggery and say it started after a protest in the Ballymena town centre linked to an alleged sexual assault by two teenage boys. Our northern correspondent Conor McCauley is with us again. Morning again, Conor. Take us through what happened in Larne first.
Morning, Gavin. I think the first thing, and it's important to say, is that overall, pardon me, it was much quieter last night, I think, than the previous two nights. That was my sense of it anyway, and I was in Ballymena and in Larne last night. The single most serious incident, as you said, there was in Larne, County Antrim, about 20 miles from Ballymena. The town's leisure centre was extensively damaged after it was attacked by a mob. Now, two families, I understand, who've been put out of their homes in Ballymena were given temporary overnight shelter there on Tuesday night, but had moved on by the time it came to kind of yesterday around lunchtime. But that didn't stop a crowd gathering. They smashed the glass frontage of the building. They lit some bins. The flames from that spread then to the interior of the building, and extensive damage has been done. Now, Stormont's Communities Minister, Gordon Lyons, who represents the Larne area, has taken some criticism for a social media post in which he referenced the fact that families had been placed there, that social media post going out prior to the attack. Now, his post did say that the people had moved on and urged calm, but the SDLP still intends to report him and that post to Stormont's Standards Commissioner.
You were in Ballymena. What happened there?
Yeah, well, as I say, much quieter than the previous two evenings. The police had warned that they were going to put a big police operation in place, and they did. There was a large crowd facing off against police in riot gear, but only a small proportion of that crowd were actually involved in disorder. Now, rocks, fireworks and a few petrol bombs were thrown. Water cannon and baton rounds were fired by police. But there wasn't the same intensity, I think, as the previous two nights. And after about an hour and a half, most of the crowd just appeared to, I suppose, get bored, really, and drift off home. With the exception, perhaps, of one incident of windows being smashed, there doesn't appear to have been the same concentration on ethnic minority homes in Ballymena as there was on the previous two nights. Although I have to say, we're still waiting for the police overnight report to get, a really full picture of what exactly went on.
Yeah, there were some reports of disturbances, too, in Carrickfergus, in Coleraine and in Belfast. Who is rioting, Conor, and why?
Well, they're mostly youths, certainly in the terms of what I saw last night in Ballymena, early to late teens. Police said yesterday they had no concrete evidence, so far at least anyway, of paramilitary involvement. And I think, to be fair, given our experience of rioting in Northern Ireland, were paramilitaries to be centrally involved, there would be a much higher level of organisation and a much higher intensity of violence. The spark that ignited the disorder, of course, was the alleged sexual assault of a teenage girl in Ballymena and the appearance in court of two 14-year-old boys on a charge of attempted rape, which they deny. But, I mean, last night, certainly, there was a big element of what can only be described, I think, really, as recreational rioting last night. As I say, a very small proportion of the crowd actually involved in rioting, and most people effectively there standing as observers, some who'd brought quite small children along to watch all of this behaviour, and of course all of this being constantly recorded on mobile phones and social media platforms.
Can police cope?
I think if it continues at the level of last night, then yes. Were it to get worse, I think there was a possibility they might struggle were it to spread to other communities and if the intensity were to increase. The police is significantly understaffed. The PSNI have around about 2,200 officers fewer than the numbers they need, according to the Police Federation, the Police Officers Union. And the Chief Constable has said only yesterday that his force is critically underfunded and calls into question his ability to provide a proper policing service. 80 officers are on their way from Police Scotland and other UK forces under a scheme called Mutual Aid, which allows the Chief Constable to bring in additional police resources, and they're due to be here in the coming days. The single biggest factor, though, might actually be the weather. We have a pretty grim forecast for today. We have thunderstorms and heavy rain for a forecast over the next 12 to 14 hours, and nothing in my experience stops riding quite like the rain.
Conor, thank you. That's our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, in Ballymena. We'll hear more from the north later in the programme, coming up to 19 minutes past seven.